All right, it's day three of the productivity experiment. I'm excited. Day two was about goals. So I'm going to share some of my goals and using my 5-5-5 method so that you can see how the goals work together. So two goals for the year. One is to get our family car into the garage. Two is to sell a project for my digital marketing agency. And so that could be like a website or a web app or a mobile app or a podcast. Monthly goals, two trips to Goodwill with a truckload of stuff to get rid of them. That helps to clean out the garage. And book two speaking engagements at other companies doing a lunch and learn. Weekly goals, I want to take one trip to Goodwill, which of course leads to the two trips to Goodwill for the month. And I want to reach out to three companies to see if they're interested in me coming to speak and do a lunch and learn at their company. So that's an example of how all the goals work together in my 5-5-5 method so that I can stay on track and really make sure I'm getting my stuff done. So now, day three, the productivity experiments. The last day we're going to talk about motivation. And today we're going to focus on energy, because one of the reasons that we don't get things done is because we are drained and we're not replenishing ourselves. And so we're going to make two lists today. One list are things that give us energy. These might be things like having a talk with a great friend, taking a walk, going to a movie, playing a game, riding a bike, things that give you energy, that make you want to do more, be more, go more, move forward. Okay. Next list, things that drain our energy. These are the things that we walk away from just drained and tired and ready to go to bed. So maybe it's a networking meeting if you're an introvert. Maybe it's a long all-day meeting at work. I don't know what it could be. Maybe it's writing a report. Maybe it's recording a video. But whatever it is, make a list of what drains your energy, and make a list of what replenishes and gives you energy. Because that way, when we're thinking through our schedules later, and we're thinking through our perfect week later, we can mix in things that give us energy on days that we know we're going to have our energy drained.